A six-year-old boy was lit on fire, and they're going to need our help, and they're going to get it. The mom of that six-year-old boy is on the show now. Maria, good morning.
Oh, I will. Trust me. It's one thing I don't want to see.
Hey, Maria.
Yes.
Hi, it's Chaz and AJ. You're on the air, and so sorry for this tragedy with your boy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
What happened?
You know, we live in a multifamily house, and there's some children on our first floor that like to bully my children for the past year, and it started escalating a little bit more. So we tried to keep them away from each other, but you know, when you live in the same house, you pass each other in the yard, in the front porch, and you know, they used to be friends. They used to play together, and then things started getting bad. And on Sunday, it was like, you know, a parent's worst nightmare, where my child was walking through the backyard and had a ball with gas lit and thrown at his face and caught on fire while the child ran inside. And the other brother did try to help my son put out the fire, and my son remembered stop, drop, and roll. So, you know, had he not, it probably would have been much worse.
It's horrific, yeah.
It's horrible and disgusting that that no one's taken responsibility for this.
So the parents of the boy who allegedly threw the fireball at your son, what has their position been?
Their position is my son had nothing to do with this. My son was inside in his room playing games or doing whatever he was doing. And, you know, my son deserves an ice cream cone after he, you know, attempted to kill your child. So, yeah, they had take no responsibility whatsoever.
Well,
were there any witnesses? Where does this stand now? The police are investigating?
So the police are investigating, but we're just going to say that, you know, where we live, it's really not, you know, protect and serve. So, you know, I have some mountains to move, but I will, because I stand behind my son 100%, and no one's going to change his words around, because he's the one going through the pain, not them.
Is he going to be okay?
He's going to be okay. Mentally, I hope that he's going to be okay, and this isn't going to affect him for the rest of his life. But I will do everything I can to make sure that he gets the best cure and mental health, whatever he needs. But he's a strong kid. He always has been. He's a go-getter.
Such a cute boy.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult to see the picture of him with his face bandaged and his lips swollen. And there was a quote that you made to the paper. It was what he said to you when he first saw you after this that made my heart stop.
Yeah. Mommy, why does my face look like this? Yeah. It's horrible. And he's such a strong boy that he knows now when the bandages come off, he wants to see his face every day. See how much it's improving.
And the doctors are saying this is, they'll be able to get most of the scars, all of the scars?
They're hoping minimal to no scarring on his face.
Wow.
So, but he's also burnt on his leg as well.
Yeah.
You know, so he's limping a little bit, but he gets up and he walks around every day. He's... let me shut the lights off. Let me go to the sink. You know, he's a strong little kid. He tells the doctors, I want to help take the bandages off my face.
Wow.
You know, he's so strong. But at the same time, it's to see him, you know, have his face scraped every day. You know, he's in pain, but he refuses to say it hurts. He just sits there and takes it. But it's not fear that he has to, and that child is enjoying his life when he took so much from my sons.
Are you optimistic that after the investigation, the police will come to the conclusion of what really happened?
I have no faith in the Bridgeport Police Department at this moment, but I will make sure that something is done. So I shouldn't even have to be taking time away from my son right now to make that child get the help that he needs. This is something that should have already been done actually months ago. But, you know, when parents are in denial that their children has a mental problem and they don't get their child the help they need, another child has to suffer. But my Dominic is going to be the reason that that child doesn't hurt another child.
So this has been ongoing for over a year. You said they used to be friends, and then the bullying started, and it has escalated. And have you, of course, you've reached out to the parents of this kid. Have you taken it to the police or the landlord?
Here's the sad thing is the mother and I were friends, okay? Every day, friends talked every day. The moment this happened, she ran down to her apartment and locked herself in there. Never once had one bit of compassion for my child. Never once is Dominic okay. All she did was, my son didn't do it. He had nothing to do. Mind you, the gasoline, whose gasoline was that? That was their gasoline. Why was that gasoline accessible to children in a yard? That's not okay.
No.
That's irresponsibility. So they need to pay. That child needs to get the help he needs.
I know, like, I asked you, but was there any cameras? Was there any witnesses?
There's cameras, but unfortunately, the camera is on an angle where all you see is my son walking into the backyard to go up the back way, because he walked from our front yard after saying bye to a friend, walked down the driveway to go up the back way, and as he walked through the backyard to go upstairs is when he became the target for that child to throw the ball at his face. There's a camera, but it only shows him walking into the backyard and then running on fire because he was frantic and rolling on the ground to put the fire out.
Yeah. So the only witnesses to this would be the kid who threw the fireball and his brother?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is sad. And, you know, my son's story is consistent every single time. Every single time. And, you know, I had said something yesterday that I'm sorry this happened to you, Dominic. You'll never have to see those children again. And his words were, I'm not going to say the names of the children, but he said, don't be mad at, and this is going to be the older brother, don't be mad at him. He didn't set me on fire. The younger brother did. So you can't tell me that my child is making this up. There's no way. That's not the case at all. He knows what happened to him. And he's a strong little boy.
Sounds like a real special kid.
Brave boy.
It's going to be tough for you guys to go back there now.
Oh, we're not going back. I will not take my son back to that place ever. And I promised him that. He asked me, please don't take me back there. I don't want him to do anything else to me or to kill me. Like, yeah. He said he wants to be a cop when he gets older so he can make sure that he puts him away so he can't hurt another child. A six-year-old can even comprehend to say something like that.
Yeah. Who puts that together at six?
Exactly.
Yeah. I heard that the police are going to have a parade by the hospital window today at 10.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, they are.
That's great.
Yes.
And what makes you feel like the police won't be able to do anything in this situation?
The family has very strong ties with the police department. So, you know, things are getting twisted and turned, and it's going to be a fight, but it's a fight that I'm willing to take, and I will.
Good for you. Good for you. There's a GoFundMe page, Justice for Dominic.
Yes.
What is the purpose of that? Where will those funds go?
To get us out of where we are and get Dominic and the rest of his brothers and sisters into a home that is safe, and I don't have to worry about children upstairs and downstairs or next door or anywhere like close, like where they're in the same yard. And I have to worry about if my child was out in the yard to put his bike away, he is going to be set on fire. To give Dominic and a better life, to, you know, give him, let him do the things that he wants to do, to just enjoy his life, because that's what he deserves.
So you're looking
to pay for any extra medical expenses that he's going to need outside of the hospital, whatever doesn't get covered in the hospital.
Do you guys have insurance, health insurance?
We do have health insurance, but I don't know how much is going to be covered, and he's going to need some out-of-hospital care. So
there's always deductions.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're looking for an apartment, or
we're actually trying to look for a house so that it's just our family.
Gotcha. Boy, what a hell of an experience where you no longer want to live near other people.
Yeah.
Seriously, I really don't, and I'm not even exaggerating that.
Yeah, can't blame you.
Yeah.
My child, Dominic, is a kid who wants to talk to everybody. He wants to play with everybody.
He's a good kid.
Get yourself on a good street.
Yeah. You can have those days again.
So are you looking to stay in Bridgeport or out of Bridgeport?
Absolutely not. I'm looking to go to, where we originally were, which was Monroe.
Monroe. Okay.
All right.
Monroe, Shelton, somewhere where it's just a little bit more, neighborhoods that, you can ride your bike and not have to worry.
All right. If folks want to help, there's the GoFundMe page. We're linked up on the radio station website. I have some friends in real estate I talk about all the time here on the show. I'm going to reach out to them, see if they can help, because it's not an easy market to find a house in. But if anyone could do it, they can do it.
Very true.
Thank you. Thank you for everybody who supported Dominic through all of this. We really appreciate it.
It's really a horrific story. And the picture of your boy with his face bandaged, I'm just going to remember that for the rest of my life. It's horrible. It could have been so much worse. So I'm thankful that doctors are optimistic.
Yeah.
Yes. Like they said this morning, he has a long road of recovery, but he'll get there. He'll get there.
How many bedrooms are you looking for in this house? I guess I could talk to you about
just
this.
At least three.
Three? Okay.
I have five children that are, in the house with me, so.
Right.
Wow. Are you a single mom?
I have, no, I'm engaged, but, I had four children. I was divorced, so.
Right.
I have my two daughters that live with me.
Good.
And then
good.
We have the three boys together, so.
Good. Well, anything we could do to help, even silly stuff. Just please don't even think it's too small or whatever. Please reach out to us. We have a lot of connections.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on. Keep us posted, please.
Thank you. I will. I really appreciate
it. Tell Dominic we're asking for him.
Right.
I definitely will.
Dominic the cop.
Yeah. Officer Dominic.
Yes.
Yeah. And tell him when he's ready, he can come on the show.
Yes. And arrest Phil.
He can arrest Phil.
Just,
you might not get to talk, but he will definitely be talking.
He sounds like a personality. We got a spot for him
awesome.
Here.
So,
he already sounds stronger than me anyway.
Maria, thanks for coming on, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry, Phil. I had to help.
That's all right.
That story got worse as I heard it.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, man.
Yeah.
I don't blame them for not wanting to go back.
Oh, hell no. No way.
How could you?
No. I had a situation where a kid stole my bike. It was my friend. He lived right across the street. The bike was parked outside the house. It's like, you stole my bike. No, I didn't. It's on your porch.
There it is.
I see it.
That one just like it, yeah.
Called the cops.
Yep.
Cops came over. And they're like, the cops are like mediators. They're like, come on, let's go in the house and we'll talk it out.
Let's hash this out.
As I walk in the house, the mother says, don't give me the finger. I'm a kid. Yeah. I'm like, I didn't just give you the finger. Like, she completely put me on the defense immediately when I walked in. And I was like, oh, okay.
Not the
I'm
first
just,
rodeo.
I'm just a kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I know how this is going to go.
Yep.
Why do people have to be like that?
Why do parents, it's okay if your kid did something wrong. Just work it out.
Yeah, kids do that.
It's a horrible mistake, and this kid's going to learn nothing from it.
Nope.
Now, we're just going by what we hear.
Yes.
Man, that's a tough one. So but this kid sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he sounds like a very special kid.
Very.
Good for him.
Very cool kid.
All right, so we're linking up the GoFundMe page to the radio station website. If you'd like to help, there it is.